Jesus loves you far more than you'll ever realize. But in John chapter 15, verse 9, Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Now remain in my love." How do you know that God loves you? First of all, you can go to the cross. Spend some time this week considering the cross, His great love and sacrifice for you. Then the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. God couldn't be more intimate with you. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you. What about answers to prayer? What prayers have you prayed and you've seen God come through? He's heard your prayers. Then you think about His Word, spending time in His Word, but that love letter, that communication with you, there's so much love that's poured out through His Word. What about provision? He gives you clothes, He gives you food. You can make a list of 10 things that you're thankful for. Relationships, friendships. Who has He brought into your life that's displaying His love? And what about all the experiences, the opportunities, the gifts He's given you? More ways that He shows you His love. There's lots of tangible ways. What means the most to you? And will you receive that love? Because ultimately, the question is not, does God love us, or does He pursue us, or does He show us His love? He does continuously, every day. The real question is, in our hearts, what's blocking from receiving that love? What are the misperceptions of God? What are the past scars? What are the walls? What are the self-reliance issues? What's there that's blocking receiving His love? Would you be open this week to receiving His great love? And then the world will see Jesus through you. When you fully receive His love, your love will be evident in the relationships and the way you treat other people. Don't forget, we have another website, exploring-faith.com. All kinds of videos on there. There's also podcasts you can check out. Share them with friends. Start conversations. Spread the love of Jesus in a tangible way through that website. Get into God's Word every day this week. Spend time with God and soak up that love He has for you.